Our guest of the cafe this morning is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission, Carol Taylor. Carol, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I saw on your award-winning blog here recently a really interesting story, and I'd often wondered about this. There's a big gun on the courthouse square.
Right.
And it's a military weapon, I say, and I don't... I've called it a cannon before. I didn't really think that's not the right word. I've thought of it as a mortar, and that's probably not right. But there's really no indication of what this thing is or where it comes from, and you have discovered what it's all about.
The thing, I know that it was painted that navy gray, you know, so it, but Brad Keller and I talked about it one time, and we neither one knew anything about military. I called it an artillery piece.
That's a pretty good generic description, I'd say.
And so it was coming up time for Veterans Day, and I thought, I'll see what I can find out. So I had asked Steve Ramsey, who is quite an authority on military arms and weapons.
Insurance man in Greenville.
Yes, yes. And I said, would you go down there and look? Well, he got his friend, Dr. Earl Tyler, who's retired now, and they took upon themselves this job to find out what this was and how it got here. Well, they found out what it was, and it was a wonderful story. It is a Type 92 battalion gun, or light howitzer, used by the Imperial Japanese Army during the Second Sino-Japanese War, which was just previous to World War II. So this gun, this piece of artillery, was in use from 1932 to 1945.
So it was used in World War II.
Yes, and they used them on these islands in the Pacific against Americans.
Mm.
And each battalion of Japanese soldiers had at least one of those guns. And they pulled them, that you could pull them by person. They were usually pulled by horses or mules. And later they got a Jeep could pull.
Yeah, it's on wheels.
Yeah.
And you can see that. So how did it get to the Hunt County Courthouse? Have you found that out yet?
I'm working on that. The other day, I got an email from Tim Dooley, and he said, I know where that came from, I think. His father-in-law was a Mr. Slimmons from down at Lone Oak. He was a professional Navy. He was in the Navy for a long career, and he had told Tim that Greenville had a cannon. Now, I'm still looking for what kind of cannon that was. But they had a cannon, and when World War II broke out, everybody in the United States gathered up their scrap metal and took it to a certain place to deposit it. And the cannon that Greenville had was in that stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've read of women donating cast iron skillets.
Sure.
So they graciously gave up their cannon. And when the war was over, the United States military had, for some reason, brought all of these 92 type battalion guns back to the United States. And they gave this one to Hunt County. Now, my next thing is to go down there when the weather warms up and take my magnifying glass and something that I can scrape some of that paint off, because there's a number on it. And that number is very important to discovering the history of that piece of artillery.
The funny thing is there's no plaque there that I'm aware of, or no. Nothing explaining it.
I'm sure that the Historical Commission will take care of that.
Well, that would be worthwhile. Or what, is there any connection at all to Hunt County? You know, the fact...
Well, he gave it. If the
I'm saying there. Other than that, there's not a historical connection to
and
Hunt
if
County.
Someone listening has ever heard this story, please call the radio station and they will get in touch with me.
Or contact Carol on her Facebook page, and that's another thing you can do. Okay,
yes.
Well, at least the mystery partially solved.
It's an ongoing mystery.
Still working on it. Carol, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us. Carol Taylor is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. Your Story of the Day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.